Chapter 4. And Ha'adam knew Chava his Isha, and she conceived, and bore Cain, and said, Kaniti Ish with Hashem. And again she bore his Ach Hevel, and Hevel was a Roed Zon, but Cain was an Oved Adama. And in Ketshamim it came to pass that Cain brought of the Pri Ha'adama a Mincha unto Hashem. And Hevel he also brought of the Becherot of his Zon, and of the Halev thereof. And Hashem regarded unto Hevel and to his Mincha, but unto Cain and to his Mincha he had not regard. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And Hashem said unto Cain, Why art thou angry, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou dost right, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not right, Chatat is lurking at the Petach, and unto thee shall be its Teshukah, and thou must rule over it. And Cain talked with Hevel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the Tzadeh, that Cain rose up against Hevel his brother, and killed him. And Hashem said unto Cain, Where is Hevel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I Shomer Achi? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's dam crieth unto me from Ha'adama. And now art thou Arur from Ha'adama, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's dam from thy hand. When thou tillest Ha'adama, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her koach. Navanad shalt thou be in Ha'aretz. And Cain said unto Hashem, My avon is greater than I can bear. See, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the Adama, and from thy face shall I be hidden, and I shall be a Navanad in Ha'aretz, and it shall come to pass that whoever findeth me shall kill me. And Hashem said unto him, Therefore whoever killeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Hashem placed an oat upon Cain, so that none finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of Hashem, and dwelt in Eretz Nod, east of Eden. And Cain knew his Isha, and she conceived, and bore Chanok. And he built an ear, and called the Shem of the ear, after the Shem Beno, Chanok. And unto Chanok was born Irad. And Irad fathered Mehuyael. And Mehuyael fathered Metushael. And Metushael fathered Lamech. And Lamech took unto him Tunashim. The Shem of the one was Adah, and the Shem of the second, Zilah. And Adah bore Yaval. He was the Av of such as dwell in Ohel, and have Mikna. And his brother's Shem was Yuval. He was the Av of all such as play Kinnor, and Ugav. And Zilah, she also bore Tuval Cain, a forger of every cutting tool of Nehoshet and Barzel. And the Achot of Tuval Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zilah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, give heed to my speech, for I have slain an Ish for my wounding, and a Yelad for my Chaburah. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70, and seven times over. And Adam knew his Isha again, and she bore a ben and called Shemo Shet. For Elohim, said she, hath appointed me another Zerah in place of Hevel, whom Cain killed. And to Shet, to him also, there was born a ben, and he called Shemo Enosh. Then began men to call upon the Shem of Hashem.